Okay, today's Daf Peites. We're actually on Daf Peites. We're up to the Gemara. Today we're learning Fush Shalem for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril, Mordechai Ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel Ben Bas Yabela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malta. Here we go. So, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Almana Ugrusha Sha'amra, Hareini Nazira, Likishe Enase. Someone makes a neder, let's back up for a second. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if someone makes a neder, I'll be a nazir, or I'll be a nazir, a nazira, in 30 days from now. Right? And right now, she's single, and then she gets married, or the other way around. Now she's married, and then she's single. The halacha is, it goes by when she utters it. That's what the Mishnah said. Now here, the Gemara says, Almana Ugrusha, Sha'amra, Hareini Nazira, I'll become a Nazira, Likishe Enase, whenever I get married. The Nisait, and she gets married. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yefer. Rabbi Shmuel says, the husband can be made for it. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel does not hold that it goes after when it was uttered, it goes after when it takes effect. Rabbi Akiva Omar Lo Yefer. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot be made for it. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that you go after when you utter it. Who's our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Akiva. That's what it seems like. Right? The Simana, and the Simon is Yilali. What's Yilali? Yilali means Yefer, Lo Yefer, Yefer. Yes, no, no, yes. In other words, it's a machlokas. And sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes no, sometimes yeah. Okay? Eishes ish sh'amra. What if a married woman says, Hareini nazira, I will become a nazira, likishe isgarish, when I get divorced, vinisgarsha, and Chitaka gets divorced, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yefer. Why can't he be made for it? Because Rabbi Shmuel's what? Because she's divorced already, and Rabbi Shmuel holds it goes after the chalos when it takes effect. When it takes effect, she's no longer married. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yefer. Rabbi Akiva says he could. Why could he? Because like our Mishnah, it goes by after when it's uttered. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "I'll tell you why I'm right." Harayu Omer. It says in the Torah. The neder almana ugrusha. Right? Aji he neder bishas almanos vigirishin. Right? In other words, that's when the neder takes effect. And therefore, when the neder takes effect, so sometimes he can be made for it, sometimes he can't. Depends what her status is, if she's married or not. The point is, somehow he learns out of that pasuk, it goes by the chalos, not by the amira. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no. Harehu Omer Kol Asher Osra Al Nafsha. Ah, Chihe Isure Neder Bishas Almanos Ugerishin. What's the kicker? When you said it. When you uttered it. So, they have a machlokes. Now, okay? Omer Rav Chista said, Masnisa Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is obviously Rabbi Akiva, who holds you go after when you said it. That's what our Mishnah said. Is there any other way? Is there any way that it could be Rabbi Shmuel? Is there any way Rabbi Shmuel could hold like our Mishnah? What did our Mishnah say? If a woman says, "I'll become a nazir in 30 days," right? It goes by after you utter it. How can Rabbi Shmuel be the author of our Mishnah? How's that possible? Says Abaya Amar, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Shmuel. It could even be Rabbi Shmuel. How's that possible? Tell you why. Masnithan Talya Nafsha Biyomi. Brisa Talya Nafsha Binisuin. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah, was dependent on days. What did she say? I'll be a Nazir in 30 days. In our Gemara, in the Gemara, that's not what he said. I'll be a Nazir after I'm married. Wasn't nothing to do with Dave. What's the difference? So look at the Ran. What's the difference? So the Ran says, Afilu Tamer Bishmal. You see the Ran, Afilu Tamer Bishmal? The Chi Azul Bishmal Basachalos Haneder. when Rabbi Shmuel said, I go after the chalos, hani mili, kitalia nafsha bin asuin o begershin. That's only if she made her neder dependent on the changing of a status. Either, well, an event. Hilkach, kibon she'i efsher la'amiras ha-neder v'chalos ha-neder she'yehei b'rishuz echod. It's impossible for the amira and the chalos to exist in her same status, because the whole neder is dependent on the status changing. Right? Svir le'lo b'shmal dozina b'as ha-chalos ha-neder. We go after the chalos. Why does he go after the chalos? Is a pasuk said that. Aval masnisin, but the Mishnah delo talya nafshe elabiyome. What was the kicker? Days. Is she going to be? Is her status going to change?
No.
It could. It could. She's on the way to the wedding, and she makes an eder, and then after the shei brachas, I'm becoming. It could, but it also could not. It doesn't have to be. In the brayse, it has to be. Why? Because the neder doesn't start unless she gets married, unless she gets divorced. It doesn't start. It has to be dependent on a changing of an event. In the Mishnah, it doesn't have to be. It could be. It doesn't have to be. I'll be another in 30 days. It happens to me during those 30 days. She got married or she got divorced. It doesn't have to be that way. It could be the 30 days will end. Volumenasba. She didn't get married. Volumenasba. Shloma Yome. The days will end. Volumenasba. She didn't get divorced. It could be the husband was telling her, I'm going to divorce you, I'm going to divorce you, I'm going to divorce you. And he never did. So it could be the 30 days will go by and nothing will change in her life. It could be. Therefore what? V'nimtza, shetehei amiras ha-neder v'chaloso v'rishus echad. It could be the amira and the chalos will be in the same status. Nothing changed in her life. It could be nothing changed. Afilo kishen nishtana ha-rishus. Even if it does change, Shanise, so is Garsha, she gets married, she gets divorced, even if that does happen, Modir Rishmal, Rishmal would still agree, the Basar Amira Azlinan, Velo Basar Chalos, you go after the Amira, not after the Chalos. It could be that Rishmal would only follow the Chalos if the whole nether is dependent on the Chalos. What? No. In the Gemara here, the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel went after the Chalos. Why? It's only because the whole net is dependent on that Chalos happening. But in the Mishnah, it could be, it could not be. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be. Since it doesn't have to be, he would agree that it goes after the utterance. Kivan shetchilaso hayuroi haneder lachol ba'oso rishus shahaya b'shas amira. Therefore, says Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have to argue on our Mishnah. He could agree with it. That makes a lot of sense. Right? Now, most people now take out the following line. Shalmu yomei velonet garsha, shalmu yomei velonet minaspa. Okay, this doesn't say anything, so they take it out. We read it anyway. Now, the next part of the Mishnah said, zahaklal, here's the rule, diktani gabi naira hama urasa. Right? That what did we say? We said, look at the Mishnah said, Zaklal, Kal Shiatzal or Shus Atzma, Sha'achas in Yachal Hafer. Once she's a free woman, even for an hour, she got married, divorced, remarried the same day, the husband can't make it into why? Because once you're free for an hour, that's it, it's over. So now the Justice Gemara says, La Suye comes to include Halacha av im shluchei abal. If the father goes with the shluchei abal, oh shahalchu shluchei av im shluchei abal, right? Benayra hamurasa daviu bala mafarin nidareha. In other words, she's considered married. She's considered married even if the father gives her to shluchim, or even if shluchim give her to shluchim. That's already considered married. That's all. And then the Gemara just says there's a Gemara in Ksuvith that says, Zaklal diktani gabe the elu nadarim, vasuye masra av shulcha bal, or shemasra shulcha av shulcha bal, shenabal made from a codeman. There's a Gemara in Ksuvos which has the same thing, Zaklal, and over here it says Zaklal, it's teaching the same halacha, that that here it's out cloud. The Tani Gabi Elu Nedarim Lasuye Masra Av L'Shulche Abal. Oh, Shemasra Shulche Av L'Shulche Abal. Shein Abal made for Bekodman. The husband can't be made for Nedarim that preexisted the the actual Eruvin. Look at the Ran, the last Ran before the Mishnah. Skiven Shemasra Lahem. Once he's given over, Shuv Ein Lavir Rishuspa. The father has no more Rishus. Why? She's married. The Havilehach Mesira Kinesuin. This Mesira is like Nesuin. I'm not sure. I remember the whole sugi there. Why that is? Why is Mesira like Nesuin? Not sure, but that's what the Gemara said there. Shabal Mefer Min Adarim Shatadar Min Nesuin VeElech. Because once Nesuin happens, the Baal does it alone. Avil Nadarim Shenadra Kfar Lo. But not Nadar that already existed. She'ain Abal Mefer Bekodman. The husband can't do old Nadar. He has no right. He can't do it together with the husband, with the father. Why? The Bahach Mesira, because by giving over, Yatzim Rishus Avia, Meshov Ein Lo Zechuspa. He has no longer has a Zechus. Okay, that's all. Good? Now, the Mishnah says over here, Teisha Nairos, Nidreyan Kayamin. There are nine nairos, whose nedarim cannot be mefer. Now the truth is, there are only three. What are the three? The three is a yisoma, she doesn't have a father, so who's being mefer it? Number two is she's an adult. We're talking about the father. Three ways the father can't be mefer. Number one is there is no father. Number two, she's an adult. She's already 13, 14 years old. And number three, if the father marries her off to a guy when she's a katana, and then that guy either dies or divorces her, and she's still 10 years, she's not even an Iri yet, she's still a katana. So what happens? The father married his daughter off and it didn't work out. Either the husband died or the husband divorced her. So what does she do? She's a 10 year old girl. She goes back home. Now the father can no longer marry her off again, and he also can't make her an adar. Yeah, that's called the Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. She's like Yisoma, but her father's alive.
She has a child, of course.
Well, a katana can't have children.
I know.
Right, that's exactly why. That's exactly the point. A katana can't have children. So those are the only three women. The Mishnah starts off, Teisha Nairos. There are nine women. There are nine women. You see, we're going to do nine cases now. It's all the same thing. Just different, he died, then she died, she grew up. It's all the same thing. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Hanach Teshu, these nine cases, Kulu Ifnehu Bechlal Tlath. They're all included in three cases. The Hainu, what are they? Yisoma Bechai Ha'av. A Yisoma, but her father's still alive. She's called, why is she called the Yisoma? Because her father has no rights in her. That's why she's called the Yisoma. It's like he's not alive. He can't marry her off. He can't make her Nadarim. He did that already. Number two, Yisoma Mamish, a real Yisoma. Her father died. And number three, Bogeres. She grew up. Dibachal Chad Mahanach Tlaf Davnihi Yotza Merishus Avia. In all these three cases, her father has no right to be made for her Nadarim. The Rabbanan Lo Mado Elahach Plus Adamrina Kedisi Begumara. The Rabbanan only hold of three cases. El Rabbi Yehuda Palig Kol Chad Mahani Tlaf Davni L'Tlasa. He breaks down each of these three into another three, which gives you nine. Rabbi Bili Shami, Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Amra El Lachad is Bahenas Al Tamidim. Rabbi Yehuda agreed to only three cases. Why did I come up with nine variations? And just to keep the Talmidim sharp. You give them a little, curveballs. It's really the same thing. Okay? Now that we said that introduction, it's really the same thing. Well, because you can say, what are the differences? There are no differences. Right. Number one, Bogeres. She's a Bogeres. The Yisoma. And she's a Yisoma. She doesn't have to be a Yisoma. Because if she's a Bogeres, that alone is one of the nine cases. That's one of the three cases. So they threw in Yisoma just to sharpen the Talmidim. That's all these cases are like that. Number two, Naira. She was a Naira. Ubagra. Then she grew up. The Yisoma. She's a Yisoma. It's the same thing. What? That's why the Gemara has two lines of Gemara here. If you notice, there are two lines of Gemara. Right? Because there's nothing to talk, there's nothing to say. Number three, Naira Shalobagra, a Naira who didn't grow up, but v'hi yisoma, her father died. Right? Number four, bogeres, she's a bogeres, umeis aviha, and her father died. It's the same thing as saying bogeres and that she's a yisoma. Same thing. She's saying the father died. Same thing. Five, naira ubogeres, umeis aviha. She was a naira, and then she grew up, and then her father died. Same thing. Number six, naira shelo bagra, a naira that didn't grow up, but umeis aviha, her father died. Number seven, naira shemeis aviha, a naira whose father died, umeis aviha bagra, then she grew up. Again, same thing, it's all the same thing. And number eight, bogeres, she's a bogeres vaviha kai, her father's alive. And number nine, naira bogeres vaviha kayim. She was a naira, then a bogeres, and her father died, and her father's still alive. It's the same thing.
So it's actually two cases. Naira and
no, so I think included here are you might have to stick in and her husband got divorced, or the husband died or divorced her, so she came back home. That's called naira and avia yisoma b'chay avia. That we didn't mention that case in the Mishnah. It's not even one of the nine, right? Because it must be included in there somehow, right? That case also. But the father married her off. It was a beautiful thing. And then the guy died. So she's 10 years old. So what does she do with her life? She comes back home. So the father's not allowed to marry her off again. And he could, but not on the rifle level. And also, he can't be made for her in a dark. So that, where is that in one of the nine? I'm not really sure where that is. But it's in there. Here. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af, Hamnaisi, Bital, Katana. He marries off his daughter as a katana, then it's Amala, and she became an almana, onus kashra, she got divorced, the chazra etlo, and she returns back to her father, and dies in Naira, and she's still a Naira. That's also, so, like the Ram said, the Chacham don't dispute that. They don't dispute that. Right? And the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Zudevi Rabbi Yehuda, Avo Chacham Omer Shalosh Nairos, Vidrei and Kayaman. There are three cases. Bogeres, Yisoma, the Yisom of Chayav, right? Okay, excellent. Okay.
Why did they call the Yisom of Chayav instead of?
Because the father's alive.
Right. So why did they call him Garsha of Chayav?
What?
Why did they call him Garsha of Chayav?
Because the point is that the father has no right to her anymore. The focus is on the father. So by saying she's a Yisoma, but her father's alive, how could that be? How can somebody be an orphan and her father's alive? The answer is because the father has the rights. So she's like an orphan. You focus it on that way, you emphasize it. Say she's divorced. Okay, so she's divorced. But it doesn't focus on the halachic aspect. What's the halachic aspect? But the father has no rights. Okay? Okay, next Mishnah. Konim she'eni nene la'aba ul'avicha. If a woman makes a neder, I will not have hana'ah from my father or from your father, imo se'ani alpicha. If I give you hana'ah.
What?
If I give you hana'ah, I will not do anything for my father if I do something for you. Or I'll not do anything, more likely, I will not do anything for your father if I do anything for you. Now, when she says that, did she make a neder? No. The neder chal yet?
No.
It's not chal until she does something for her husband.
Right.
Then it's chal. So can he be made for it? Didn't happen. It didn't take effect yet.
Is that from the purpose of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel?
No. Yes and no.
It's the no part.
The no part is.
What do we have before? Do we have a Tanai in the Dori?
The difference is that in the case before, the neder was not dependent on an action; it was dependent on something happening, either time,
right,
or an event that she's got in control of. I get married, I get divorced. She doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have to get divorced. She has to serve her husband. She's not allowed to not serve him. You hear that's the difference. She has to. She can't do that. So she can never be in a situation where this neder's never going to be chal. She has to serve him.
Exactly. Why the same case?
No. In the other case. Okay. One second. Keep listening. Or she says she ain't in nanis l'cha. I'm not going to have enough to you. Im osa ani al pi abba val pi avicha. if I serve your father or I serve my father? What about that one? What? There's a big difference. Should that serve the father ever? Big difference. Harei ze yefer. In both cases, he can be yefer. Says the Ran, and I underline this Ran, and then I was wondering if I shouldn't have because I'm not so sure I understand it. But he says, the Ran says, it's the only Ran in the Mishnah. Nira be'enai, the lozu azu katani. That the first case is a smaller chiddush than the second case. The second case is a bigger chiddush. Why? It's obvious why. Because she doesn't have to. She never has to serve someone else's father. So the neder, well, I would say, why should he be made for it? It might never going to happen. Right? Why is she made for it? It's never going to happen. The chalos will never kick in. It's an eventuality. Why be made for that? Right? To eat on a...
She still has someone to keep it out anyway.
Right, but... Right. Let's just try to see if we can figure this out. Deitana Reisha Belachud, if I only had the first case, Sagad as a Chumina, I would have thought, the Mishum Hachi, Yafal Lehefer, you know why he can be made for it? Mishum Dahashta, Mitzara, Ihana Savia Mishum Nidara, Ibamesh Shatasa Lepiv, Mishum Hana, Mishum Tana. She cannot do anything for her husband because of the Tanai. Right? Somehow this is not bin ola bina, it's considered inu nefesh. The kibbutz came chal haneder mikwi kibbutz iev shelo taase lepachas bidvarim shebin ola bina. It's impossible in the first, like I said before, it's impossible for her to keep this nether. It's impossible. Why? Because she's not allowed to not serve her husband. So it's impossible for this nether to be kept. What about the second case? It's very possible. If it says Duran, second case, I would have thought you don't have to. Comes all the missions, and you make for it. Make sense? My question is, Mother asked a good question, which is, why is this different than the... Okay, do we all understand the Mishnah? Yeah, we understand the Mishnah. I would have thought the second case never has to happen. Why bother being made for it? Council of the Mishnah says, no, you can be made for it. Fine. Says to Gemara Tanya, She'eni nenis la'aba ulavicha. I'm not going to do anything for my father for your father. Im ani osi lapicha. If I do something for you. Right? So in other words, the neder will not, it's exactly the case in the Mishnah, the neder will not kick in until I do something for you, which I have to do at some point in my marriage. Right? So, Rav Nosson Omar, lo yefer. Unlike the Mishnah, Rav Nosson said, you don't have to be made for it. V'chachamim omrim yefer. And the Chachamim say, yes, you do. Okay? Next. Netula ani min ha-Yehudim. If she says, I want to have anything to do with other Jews. Im misham shaseich. If I have relations with you, which again is something she has to do, Rav Nosson Amar lo yefer, the Chacham Amar yefer. Rav Nosson says no, the Chachamim say yes. What's going on here? Now let's look at the Ran. It's the first wide line. Nearly, the Tana Bebraisa, the Braisa we just read, Nakat Nami Nakat Hatrei Gavni Lerabusa, has two cases. Two cases. One case was, I won't serve your father if I serve you. Second case was, I'm the tool from Yehudim if I have relations with you. Why two cases? Same thing.
No. The second one doesn't have to make it.
Why not?
Oh, no.
What? Exactly. So here we go. You ready? Tana, Kama, Lerabusa. The first case is here. Lerabusa, the Rabbanan. As a chiddush to the Rabbanan. The Tana Lerabus Ubasa Lerabusa Rav Nosson. And the second case is the Chiddush to Rav Nosson. How so? The Begavna Kama in the first case, Nadru Bu'inu Nefesh, it's a case of Inu Nefesh, right? How is it a case of Inu Nefesh? What did she say? She said, I won't serve my father if I serve you. No, that's not what she said. What did she say? She said, Yeah, I'm not going to serve my father if I serve you. Okay, the Rabbanan the Sfira Lahu, Bahanas Ploni Olai, Inu Nefesh Avi. We had that already. And if someone says, I'm not going to have any hangout with that guy, that's Inu Nefesh. I'm never going to see my father. What he said? What about Kibbut Avin? I'm never going to see my father again if I serve you, Chalant. That's Inu Nefesh. Can I answer with that?
So the question, why is he allowed to make this nether if he goes against the halacha? If he goes,
Okay, so that's a question that comes up tomorrow also, and I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Someone asked it tomorrow, and there's no answer. I don't know. That. I don't know. We're going to get through it tomorrow. Tomorrow is very complicated. Daf. Ukidamar Shmuel Ali Baihu Le'el Bepirkin. Like we had that before. Vitana de Bidvarim Shebeino Lebeina Dahainu Im Oza Ani Lepicha. Right? If I serve, I'm going to be in the tool for Yehuda if I have relations with you. What's that? That's Beino Lebeina. Since Beino Lebeino is a problem, Nadra b'chad gavne, and she made another neder in her nefesh, afilu rabbanan lo yatzar. Even still, the rabbanan say in both cases, lo yatzar. That's not the rabbanan; it's really Rav Nosson. Dakati nidra lo chayil. Maybe the neder is not chal yet. Didn't happen yet. Kamash malon dafilu b'chihay gavne lo rabbanan yafer. The rabbanan still hold you could be made for it. The idrach gavna netulanim and ayehudim. What about the second case? L'rabusa d'Rab Nosson Tanala. It's a come to teach you a chiddush of Rab Nosson. Da'af al gavte mehashta mitzra b'dvarim shebeino lebeino. It's between the two of them. It's a bit. What did you say? I'm not going to have anything to do with any Jew in the world, any person in the world, maybe, if I have relations with you. What's that? That's beino lebeino. The Tana of Nadra b'chad gavnehu. It's one case of beino lebeino. The Hechi Tav B'Tashmish Mitzra Basar Hachi B'Tashmish. Once, by the way, once she has Tashmish with her husband, she's also to her husband. Why? Because he's also a member of the world. Right? He's also a member of the Jewish people. Lo Tashamish Ikka Mishum Dvarim Shabino Levina. Right? So it's Bino Levina. Tzadid Ad Hamina Dafil of Nasan Mod Bechei Agavna Diyathar. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Nasan would say, in this case, he made for it. The Chal Hanidri Mikri, it's called Chalos. And Rav Nosson's shita is, which we're gonna have a whole daf tomorrow. If the neder wasn't chal yet, you can't be made for it. It could very well be that Rav Nosson argues on yesterday's Mishnah about the 30 days. It's not chal yet. You cannot be made for a neder until it's chal. You can't be made for a neder in advance. No such thing. What?
That's
Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel? So that was a machlokas. Does it go by chalos or does it go by amira? In a kanami, it could be the same thing. Right? So Rav Nosson will never say it goes by amira. Right? So the way we said, the Gemara said, well, maybe Rabbi Shmuel might say that if the nether was given in time and not in event. Rav Nosson doesn't agree with any of that. Under no circumstances can a nether be made, can a nether be broken before it even took effect. Under no circumstances can Rav Nosson. We would rather agree to that. That's the only thing you need to know. Rav Nosson is very strict. A nether cannot be nefered before it takes effect. I don't care about Amira, about Chalot, I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't care about Tnoyim. I don't care about Beno Lameina. I don't care about Inu Nefesh. None of that impresses him.
So that's the point. That was my nephew. What does he do about Inu Nefesh part?
He doesn't care. In this two cases.
He holds no matter what she says, he can be provided at the same time.
Right. So when she says, if I serve you, I'm never going to serve my father. So isn't that Inu Nefesh? Not going to have to do with her father anymore?
Right.
Doesn't matter. Once he serves her, once she serves him, then the nether kicks in. Now he can be made for it. Now he can be made for it. But he can't be made for it before it happened. I don't care about Inu Nefesh, Benola, Benola's relations. I'm not going to have relations. I'm not going to talk to anyone in the whole world if I have relations with you. How she can even say such a thing that doesn't even get off the ground? That's a good kasha. I don't have an answer to that kasha. But assuming that we get around that kasha somehow, it's Beino Lebeino, he doesn't care. Once they have Tashmish one time, now she does it to the whole world, including her husband, now he can be made for it. Okay? I'm not saying he can't be made for it. They can't be made for it before it took effect. The Chum argue. The Chum say no. Everyone argues about that. They all say you can't be made for it in advance. Some say certain circumstances, some say in all cases. Right? But everyone agrees you can at some level. Not Rav Nosson. That's the key of tomorrow. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, listen to this story. The Itzar Haniyasa da Alma, Aleha, he asked himself from Anah, from the whole world, E Nasiv Itza, if he married a woman, he lo Tanina Hilchaza, before he learned. He didn't want to come into the marriage being an Amoritz. So he said, listen, if I'll make a neder, I will not get married, I will not have anything to do with anybody, if I get married before I learn. How much does he have to learn? So the Ron says, what? 12 years, right? So the Ron says, Shahaya wrote to Lilmo Torah, he wanted to learn Torah, called him Shayisa Isha, before he gets married, Kedei Shelo Yisbatel Machmasa. So what does that mean? He shouldn't come, lose his fire to learn to get married? Let me learn before I get married? Because I read for a comment, the Kedushin, Rechayim Tzavara V'osek B'Torah. How much Torah does he have to learn? So the Rosh says, no, there's no Rosh doesn't say anything. Well, the Tosfos says, Ad She'elame Kol HaShas. I have to learn the whole Shas. That's what Tosfos says. I'm not going to get married till I learn the whole Shas. I make a neder, I'm not going to get married till I learn the whole Shas. Okay? What? Doesn't say how big it has to be. Doesn't say that. It makes an edge. He says, the Gemara doesn't say how much learning. It's not learn halachas. Hilchas, I learn. So Tosfos says the whole Shas. Okay? So the Rosh says, listen to this Rosh. Asar atzmo b'chal hanaos shebaolam. He makes a neder on all hana in the world. Im yisa isha kodim shil mar halachas. If he's going to get married before he learns. Af agav di'ef shil olios below hanaos olam. Even though that's impossible. Lo havi neder shav. It's not a neder shav. That's a paha. Can you make a neder like that? She'ef shil lo yisa isha v'lo ya'aser. Right, so I'll never get married. And I'll never violate the neder. Okay? And how much I have to learn? The whole shas. Now, Rohit Begapa Vitovlaya, he was running with his stick and his money belt. V'lo Amti Lemistik. He wasn't a learner. He just wasn't one of those people that could learn the whole shas. He couldn't do it. Right? And Brachas Dav Beis, Dav Yomi has a large crowd. And when you get to the door, the crowd's a lot smaller. Right? Because you have to be very committed. He couldn't do it. So what does he do? Doesn't want to be, the Rosh said, well, he could be single his whole life. Doesn't want to be single his whole life. What's he going to do? Right? So, now, why can't he go to a Chacham and have his neder undone? The answer is, because it didn't happen yet. The neder didn't take effect yet. Why didn't take effect yet? Because he didn't get married yet. So, before, till now, we learned about a father doing this to, a husband doing it to a wife. Now what about a chacham doing it to anybody? So, you see, it's the exact same thing. That a chacham being matir to neder, right? Did you really go to a chacham? I never realized I'm not a learner. I go to yeshiva, I'm a learner. I realize I can't do it. I'm not that kind of guy. I want to be matir by neder. He says, what neder? Neder didn't happen yet. First you have to get married, then I came out to the neder. Right? So it didn't happen yet. Since it didn't happen yet, see, we hold it from nothing? You can't be out there in advance? No. So that's tomorrow's that. It's complicated, right?
Because the minute he get married, he violated the neder already.
Why? No, he didn't.
He did.
No.
He said, I'm not going to get married until I...
No, I'm not going to have enough from anybody if I get married before I learn. So he can stay single his whole life. Nobody wants to do that. Or... he can learn the whole shas. That's not an option. He can't do it. Being single is not an option either. So the only option left is to be matir the neder. But he can't. It didn't happen yet. So listen, what happens? Aser of Acha bar Rav Huna. So Acha bar Huna comes. Vishabshe. They lie to him and they give him some out. That's what I think this means. Vishabshe. They trick him into getting married, and they tell him, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can get married now, don't worry about it." V'intivitza, he got married. Then, v'sharke tina, they got his clothes dirty. Right, is that what that means? They got his clothes dirty. V'asel l'kamei, derav chista. Now he came out to the neder. Now his clothes are dirty. He needs to go to a dry cleaner. A dry cleaner is somebody in the universe. He has that, can't have enough of the dry cleaner. Because he made a neder against the whole world. Why? Because he got married without learning. Now it can be moderate. Right? We tricked him. We told him to get married. We told him don't worry about it. He didn't want to. He was afraid. Now he got his clothes dirty. Now he needs somebody. He needs time off from somebody. And now we're moderate. Now the neder kicked in. Right? Look at this run on top. Kidei laharoso, they wanted to show him shehu tzarech labrios la'alter. He needs somebody right away. L'chabit begadav, to go to the laundry. The kasavar, the heichid, the pligi, rabbanan, v'rabnasan b'hafara. Just like they argue about hafara, what they could do hafara before it happened. Pligi nami b'sheila. They argue on sheila also. If you can go have a matir ned there before it happened. The rabnasan nami sfirle b'sheila. Rabnasan also holds the same thing by sheila. You can't be matir it before it happens. We hold like the Rabbanon, right? Like I'm going to say later on. That's why they have to go through all this rigmarole. Trick him, tell him to get married, then get his clothes dirty. We don't hold like this anyway. We don't hold like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson's a lone shita. No one argues. The Chachamim, no one holds like Rav Nosson. So why are they holding like Rav Nosson here? Says the Ran, he didn't want to get into machlokas. Well, even according to Rav Nosson, we're going to do it right. How are we going to do it? We're going to wait till the nether kicks in, and then we're going to be matter it. Anyway, he found the shidduch. He wants to get married. So we'll let him get married. According to the Rabbanan, he could have gotten matter the nether before the wedding. So we'll do it afterwards. What's the difference when? Right? Okay? Yeah, we'll do two more lines. Amar Rava, man chachim lemevet ki amilsa ilav dervachem baravuna de gavur abahu. Who could ever thought of such an unbelievable trick? What to do here? A great man, dervachem baravuna kasavar dechiyechi dipligi rabbanim v'rab nasim ba'afara hachina bipligi b'sheila. Just like they argue in afara, they argue in shaila also. And we don't hold like Rav Nosson. They wanted to cover all their bases. So what's the difference when they matter it? They'll make a difference. So by the way, when's the only time you're allowed to be matar or neder before it happens? Well, if we hold you're allowed. We don't hold like Rav Nosson. What about Kol Nidre? Well, you matar all the Dharma in advance. So we've said a few times already that you're doing it yourself. That you can do. So for yourself, there's no Chacham here, there's no Bezdin. You did it yourself. That you can do by yourself. Maybe Rav Nosson would agree to that. Otherwise, his Yom Kippur davening would be a little shorter. No, but that, right? There's no Kol Nidre.
Yeah, but that's ineffective also.
What?
That's ineffective.
Why is it ineffective?
You can't matter the nether yourself.
No, why not?
What do you mean, why not?
In advance you can. Before it happens, you can. We've learned it three times, I think.
Yeah.
Before it happens, you can. Even yourself. What?
Before it happens.
And by the way, you can go to a Beis Din and be matter a nether before it happens also. Like this cases. You make these nedarim on Tanoim, they didn't kick in yet, but you make yourself an impossible life. Can't get married. So you can go to a matter, you can do one of two things. You can get married, then be matter the nether, or you could do it in advance. Why'd they do it this way? Because they wanted to hold like Rav Nosson, they wanted to not against the machlokas. But in Echana, we don't hold like that. Alright, so we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow by Rav Papi. Alright? Of course, Rav Papi argues and says, no, they're only machlokas, they're only by Afara, not by Nadar. Why should that be? So we'll see tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.